It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll find out why our guest says mainstream medicine isn't taking women seriously. First, many Americans might not have a strong opinion about leaders of other countries, but the United States plays a significant role in the global economy, international agreements, conflicts, and issues like climate change and trade. As a result, many people from other countries are well aware of our president's actions and positions and have strong feelings about it. And a new poll by the Pew Research Study measured current opinions of President Trump and the U.S. from around the world. Patrick Wintour is diplomatic editor for The Guardian, and he joins us now. Patrick, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, Patrick, what does this recent Pew study show?
Well, it shows that the levels of support for President Trump in terms of whether he's the kind of person you would have confidence in terms of how decisions be taken for the world. In Europe, the levels of confidence have absolutely plummeted. I think in Spain, the figures are something to the effect of 6% of Spanish people would have confidence in him. The figures in Germany are 20%. In Britain, it might be 40%. And you get further into Eastern Europe, it might be just over 50%. But the numbers are of a level that we have not seen about an American president since George Bush at the time of the Iraq War. So by contrast, confidence in a figure such as the German Chancellor Angela Merkel are way higher, and even at some points people feel that Putin would be a better world leader than Trump. And I think even in Canada, you would assume as a neighbor to America, confidence in Trump is so low that he's in a negative territory.
And you use the word plummeted, which obviously suggests there's been a change here. How does this compare to previous presidents, looking at President Obama, and if there's any earlier data points there?
Well, the main data point would be Republican to Republican, which is obviously George Bush. And I think obviously a feature of President Obama's presidency was his attempt to reach out to Europe. He made a well-known and famous speech at the Brandenburg Gates in Berlin, trying to say that America understood European values, and there was a commitment to NATO, a commitment to the idea of the European Union, and then a commitment to free trade, and just broadly more kind of liberal values in line with where most Europeans are. So I don't think there was any problem during the Obama presidency in terms of him having kind of public support in Europe, but the variety of things that President Trump has done since his president has just obviously changed that very quickly. And it's also had an impact about whether people feel strongly about America itself and American values, because it's had a bleeding effect into the way in which people view American values.
And what are the findings there?
Well, I mean, the variety of figures are, but broadly down by about 20%, showing that American values around liberty, freedom, have all sort of declined, and sort of concerns about even whether Americans are selfish society, whether it's a violent society, just perceptions of a country are seen through the prism of a president. And whether that's right or wrong, that is how people tend to view a country, because people, say, in Europe think, well, President Trump was elected by the American people, so the fact that he's saying what he's saying must reflect what American people think and feel.
Now, you touched on Canada earlier, and there was an interesting point about Canadian opinion, and I guess a first for history, about whether the U.S. is a force for good in the world. What changed there?
What's changed in Canada is I don't think any different from what's happened in any part of Europe. And obviously, you can have whatever view you have about Trudeau, but he's taken a different attitude to refugees. He's been a very welcoming country, and to refugees, taken quite big political internal risks about that, made very big public displays that he wants refugees to come to Canada. He doesn't think they're a security threat. He thinks they are add value to society. And in the end, the opposite is what's being proposed by President Trump, who tends to see immigrants as a security threat, whether it's from Mexico or from mainly Muslim states in the Middle East.
And right now we're speaking with The Guardian's Patrick Wintour about a recent Pew poll that shows that 75% of people from other countries, this is a 37-country survey, have little or no confidence in President Trump. And we've been hearing about how that extends to attitudes about the United States in general. And Patrick, the U.S. has had a kind of a special relationship and partnership with the United Kingdom. What kind of response did Pew find there with someone who would have been considered a close ally historically?
Well, there's the same drops occurred. It's not plummeted quite to the extent to who we've been talking about in Germany or in, say, Spain and Italy, but it's declined markedly. And in fact, there's been this whole debate about whether President Trump is going to come on a state visit, which would be, in essence, at the invitation of the Queen. And that invitation has been extended very early on in the Trump presidency by the UK Prime Minister. But since then, there's been silence as to when it's to occur. There's been suggestions that President Trump recognizes he shouldn't come if it's going to lead to massive protests and that which would embarrass the Queen. There's even been suggestions he'll come on a very brief visit because there's a window between the moment when there's something called the G20, which is when all the world leaders meet in Hamburg at the end of this week. And then he's also agreed, President Trump's also agreed to go to France on Bastille Day, which is the 14th, and there was some suggestion he might try and creep into Britain on a very secret visit, or even go to one of his golf courses in Scotland. So then there are loads and loads of left-wing people in Britain, all primed for his visit, ready to protest wherever he goes. So it's a kind of it's a game of cat and mouse going on now, because no one's quite clear whether he would come for that very brief window.
Now, we've been talking about this change in opinion, a lot of the world seeing President Trump in a negative light. Did the study drill down to look at what it was in particular that is troubling people about the president? Do we know how they're thinking of him and why it's so negative?
Well, they see him as a strong leader, which arguably he is, but they also see him as dangerous and unpredictable. I think that is what's really troubling people, is both in the kind of foreign policy community, I think just in the general public, is that they don't quite know where American policy is going on any major issue. And from one day to the next, there's confusion. At the moment, there's a huge dispute going on in the Gulf, which is incredibly important both to the UK and America about a fallout within the Gulf states. And within America, and I can certainly say this is true of the British Foreign Office, there is no understanding of the position of the American government. There's one view being expressed by the State Department and another view being expressed by the White House. And that makes it very difficult to have sort of kind of secure relationships with America, because you don't know from one minute to next who is making the decisions. So unpredictability, dangerous, is the kind of main kind of concern about President Trump. Even that he might also be kind of emotional and selfish is another kind of that America. He adds this sense that America is now a selfish nation rather than a kind of multilateral nation, that it thinks only of itself. And this phrase, America First, which he's propagated, has now meant that other people say, well, if he puts America first, we're going to put Europe first, in contrast.
Right.
Sorry, go on.
What does that mean? You know, you talk about President Trump's America First stance, and, you know, the White House might listen to this conversation and say, well, exactly, this America First stance is not meant to win a popularity contest abroad. It's meant to put America first. So should the White House, should the president be troubled by these findings?
No, that's a perfectly fair comment, which I think, you know, maybe people in Europe don't think about enough, which is that he's got his own constituency, and that many, many American people feel that they've been paying out for the defense of Europe via NATO, that they've been accepting unfair trade deals with Europe, that broadly they've been paying for European security for too long. And I think actually many Europeans think that's a legitimate argument, and it was actually also put by President Obama, but in a much more mild way. But the way in which it's being portrayed by President Trump is leading some European politicians, including Merkel, to say that there is now a long-term change in the relationship between America and Europe, and Europe is going to have to look after itself much more. But the most, I think the real thing that's caused the greatest anger and anxiety is the fact that America's pulled out of this climate change treaty that was signed at Paris only a year and a half ago. And the danger is that if America takes this non-leadership role on this issue, other countries either will follow America so the whole climate change agreement collapses, which I don't think is in America's interest, or, and this point is put to President Trump by figures like the new French President Emmanuel Macron. He says that the moral leadership of the world extraordinarily will move from America to China, and China is quite welcoming that possibility. Many Chinese experts I speak to say that China is now a much more active player in the world than it used to be. And it relishes the fact that America is becoming a more isolationist country. And we're talking about trends that can last 10, 20, 30 years. And these could be long-term changes where America loses its acknowledged moral leadership of the world. And that has huge implications.
We're speaking with The Guardian's Patrick Wintour right now, talking about a recent poll that shows that 3/4 of people from other countries have little or no confidence in President Trump. And we're seeing corresponding dips in perceptions of the United States in general. And we want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. Do these poll results surprise you? Do they concern you? Or maybe if you're a fan of President Trump's America First policy, do they encourage you maybe about his stance? And what implications can you see for the United States because of this dip in global opinion? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we'll continue our conversation in just a little bit. Stay with us here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're continuing our conversation with Patrick Wintour about the overwhelmingly poor global public opinion about President Trump and also the United States, seeing a dip there as well, and whether this matters. Patrick is the diplomatic editor for The Guardian. And we'd like to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. Does it surprise you that people in 37 countries, many of them, all but actually two, had such a poor opinion of President Trump? Do you think that that should matter to the president, to the White House, and to the American people? And what impacts, good or bad, could you see coming down the pike as a result of this? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Patrick, I mentioned two notable exceptions to this dip in perception of the president. And there were two countries there that did not line up with this. What were they?
Israel and Russia, which are not totally surprising, although the Russian thing is fascinating given the long-term kind of issues between Russia and America in the past. And I think the hope that was very strong inside Russia that Vladimir Putin, that there was going to be a new beginning between America and Russia as a result of President Trump's election. And that's been obviously kind of had a bit of a false start due to the revelations or accusations about what the help that President Trump got to become elected from the Russian state in terms of the interference in the American elections, of which, you know, some is proven, some is not proven.
Mm-hmm. And any thoughts about Israel?
The issue has been that the last year or 2 years of the Obama administration, there have been an absolute collapse in relationship between Israel and America, and very strong allegations about continuance of settlement building in Israel, refusal to engage in the peace process. And it led to some very nasty exchanges in the final months. There was a belief, I think, in Israel that Trump is much more sympathetic to the Israeli cause than Obama. But at the same time, Obama, you know, had a kind of peace plan, which I'm not sure the new American administration has a even clear plan about what to do. So it's a kind of expectations issue, really.
And let's take a caller now. We've got Brad joining us from Duluth, Minnesota. Brad, hi.
Hi. Yes, I just had a thought and a question. First, I'm appalled that we would have elected someone so ridiculously unqualified. I don't think we've been this unstable since the 1930s, and I'm not surprised that the world is seeing this. Do you have any thoughts about history and when we were last this unstable?
Brad, thanks for that. And Patrick?
When was America last unstable as this? I think it's almost unprecedented, partly because of the way in which he uses modern media to think of a president that has just shown himself to be so out of his depth as he has. Normally, presidents are secluded in one way or another. I mean, I don't think, to be honest, I don't think Ronald Reagan had a total grip on every minutiae of American policy. But he was the way in which he never put himself out in a way in which President Trump has done and shown himself to be so ignorant. And he was very, very carefully managed right to the end. And therefore, he was seen to be a kind of sunshine figure, an optimistic figure. But no one really regarded him as the kind of the key decision maker in Washington. But he wasn't seen to be dangerous or as unqualified as President Trump has proved to be. So I think Reagan would be the more recent example. But apart from that, I think America has been very fortunate in its leaders. I mean, they've all had their flaws, but in terms of absolute grip on a subject or qualified for the job, I think they were broadly so, certainly since the Second World War.
Brad, thank you so much for that call. And Patrick, on a smaller scale, does news like this about perceptions, does it make it less safe for Americans who might be traveling abroad?
Less safe? No, I think it's as safe as ever. I think there's a kind of hysteria in America that we're all about to be, that Europe is a very dangerous country. I mean, obviously, there's been most horrific bombings both here in the UK and in France particularly, but I just don't think we misunderstand the level of danger there is, and I don't think there's any sense of anti-Americanism which is going to lead to sort of violence. I think it's always going to lead to a kind of a friendly discussion about what America's doing. I'd recommend any American to come to Europe at any time and not feel fear. We are the whole of Europe welcomes America, and I think, and it's just, I think they're distressed by the president and his behavior.
You mentioned a kind of voluntary non-leadership from the United States as part of this America First policy, and you mentioned one ramification being that China could step in to fill this power vacuum. What other consequences do you see?
Well, the other very immediate one is in Syria, which I mean to be fair to the president, I don't think Obama had a very clear idea about what to do in Syria. But we've almost got to the formal point in which America has said to Russia, "You decide what to do in Syria. If you want to keep President Assad in power, that's your call." Our focus, i.e., the America's only focus, is to remove Islamic State from Raqqa and from Mosul, and to make sure they don't control any territory in either country. But in terms of which regime then takes over in Syria, I think that's now being left to Syria and to Russia. So that's been ceded responsibility. And then I suppose in looking at the other immediate crisis, North Korea, the latest sense is that the White House would like China to take responsibility and Japan, and they're looking to other countries to take responsibility for, and that would require taking decisions about oil exports to North Korea, which might lead to the collapse of the country, mass refugee crisis. Those are the other issues where you can sort of feel America sort of ceding responsibility. And I think also we're waiting to see finally whether America accepts its responsibilities in the Ukraine.
And Patrick, we've got about 30 seconds left. So what about Angela Merkel? There are some who say that correspondingly her perceived power and approval ratings are going up, maybe in response to some people looking for a leader that's not coming from the United States.
Yes, but I mean, Germany has its own history because of the Second World War. It's very kind of constrained and anxious about becoming a sort of world leader in the way some people might want it to be, and it really wants to see Europe strengthen, the European Union strengthen. So what Angela Merkel's really focused on, apart from her own re-election, is to make sure that she forms an alliance with the new French president, and that strengthens and integrates Europe. She doesn't want Germany per se to be the leading figure in either Europe or the world. She wants to be part of an alliance.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us today. That was Patrick Wintour, diplomatic editor for The Guardian, joined us to talk about a recent Pew Research study found that 3/4 of residents of other countries have little or no confidence in President Trump.